This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's 8th District is one to watch as Republicans try to win control of Congress next year. But one possible candidate to take on, Democratic incumbent Yadira Caraveo, has decided not to run. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer only lost to Caraveo by fewer than 2,000 votes last year. But she says she's not going to try for a rematch. Instead, she'll run for re-election to the state Senate. Her decision may encourage other interested Republicans to enter the race soon. With control of the U.S. House coming down to only a handful of seats, next year's Congressional District 8 race is likely to draw a lot of national attention. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The temporary closure of a grocery store in southeastern Colorado Springs has community groups looking for food. The King Soopers suddenly closed 3 weeks ago after asbestos was found. City Councilwoman Yolanda Avila represents the district the store's in. She says the area already had limited access to fresh food.
This is a real blow to have a neighborhood grocery store vanish in one day without any notice of when things are going to happen or move forward.
The Gazette reports King Soopers will offer free delivery from other stores in the city. Passengers at Denver International Airport can continue to book a timed entry at security checkpoints through a new program that lets people skip the long lines for free. Nearly all the slots have been booked by around 5,000 passengers through Den Reserve since the program launched in June. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.